Even on your best day, all your righteous acts are like filthy rags to a holy God.
Jonathan Evans says you can't do anything to be accepted by God. Instead, God gives acceptance to you as a gift.
And without accepting and unwrapping that gift, it has no benefit to you.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Navigation apps can tell you how to get from one place to another, but they can't direct you to eternal life. Today, Jonathan Evans tells us about the directions we can rely on to take us to life's most important destination. Let's join him as he begins.
One of our favorite shows in our household is the show Survivor. And these are a group of people who come to a deserted island, and they have to figure out how to outplay, outwit, and outlast. They're on an island where there's very little food, very little provision. They've got to figure it out. If you want to fish, you better go fishing with a rod. You better sharpen it with a knife. Do something, because if you're going to eat, that's on you. They've got to figure it out themselves. They go through plenty of trials and tribulations out there because they have people they can't trust. They've got situations they have to overcome. They've got challenges they have to win. And every week, someone gets voted off the island because they were not able to outplay, outwit, and outlast somebody else that was on that island. And the whole goal of the show, the whole goal of the show Survivor is to be the sole survivor. That's the whole goal, because if you're the sole survivor, S-O-L-E, if you're the last man or woman standing, you win $1 million. And everyone celebrates you on the day where they bring everybody back together and they fly you from that deserted island. They celebrate the sole survivor. Everybody is clapping and they win a great prize, because the point of the game, the point of the show is to be a sole survivor. You know what that means? That means everybody else who played that is not the sole survivor, even though they played hard, even though they did their best, even though they overcame some things and were conquered by some, even though they went through all of the same stuff, they left the show with nothing. So today, I think it's important to make sure you understand how to be a sole survivor. And I'm not talking about S-O-L-E. I'm talking about S-O-U-L. Because I want to make sure that you understand how your soul can survive. Because if you go through all this and you live this life and you go through all these trials, tribulations, people, all the stuff you're dealing with, you go through all this stuff and you leave and you ain't a soul survivor, you're going to have done it all for absolutely nothing. So I need to make sure that we get this right. So if you've ever wanted to know how you can be a soul survivor, how you can make sure that when it's your last day, it becomes your first day, today is your answer. If you have fear and you want to know why you shouldn't be afraid, today you're going to figure out that answer. If you want to know how you're going to survive even though you must die, today, you're going to find your answer. If you needed assurance to know that God will never let you go, today is the day you find that answer. And if you know that you're going to be a soul survivor and you're going to be with God, but you ain't right, today, we got to make sure you have your answer. Today, I want to jump into God's word, and I want to teach you from a verse that is probably the most quoted verse in all of Christianity. And if you've never heard of it, I want to make sure that not only do you hear, but you come to the calling that it's asking you to receive. So I want you, if you need to turn your Bibles to John chapter 3, verse 16. I mean, if you need to. I want you to say it with me for those who know it. For God so loved the world that he, his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. One more time. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. So if you want to have eternal life and you do not want to perish, in him you must believe, in the Son that was given because of the love of God. I want you to understand God's intent for the world, to understand this verse. In Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, his original intent was that he wanted to have a perfect people in a perfect place with his perfect presence. It was always about the perfect presence of God with the perfect people of God in the perfect place of God. That was always the intent, and he wanted that to multiply, that his kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there's nothing but perfect people with his perfect presence in his perfect place. So at the beginning, that's the original intent of the Bible. If you go to Revelation 22, verse 3, you're going to see that it says, there is no more curse in this place. And the Lamb of God is on his throne in it. And his bondservants are there serving him. So you have a perfect people in a perfect place with God's perfect presence. So the Bible ends the way that it begins, because God is in the journey right now of restoring his original intent with an upgrade. That's all it is. If I were to give you the whole Bible, I would say it's from garden to garden, the restoration of God's original intent with an upgrade. You say, well, what's the upgrade? Well, in that garden, there was an enemy. He told Adam to guard the garden. Guard the garden from what? Well, the enemy is already in there. In this garden, the enemy is done away with. So you have a perfect people in a perfect place with God's perfect presence. And now we're in the journey to restore God's original intent, but the enemy's done away with, so it's restored with an upgrade. And so that is the intent of the entire quest that we're in. That is God's intent. Therefore, if you want to be in God's presence, and if you want to have his place, then you better be a perfect person. There is no way for anyone to bring any little bit of their garbage in God's house. God will not accept it, and he ain't having it, because it's the restoration of his original intent with an upgrade. So I need you to understand that God will not accept anything less than perfection. It's the quest. Let me help you understand a little bit further so we can get this. Even when he told Moses to let the people go, he got them out of bondage, and they were on their way to a promised land. Then in Exodus 25, 8, he says, build me a sanctuary so that I may dwell with my people. Then he gave him a law. The reason why he gave them a perfect law is so that he can be their God and they can be his people. Because without the perfect law being adhered to, then God has to stay separate from the people. So they're going to a land, they have a perfect law, and they have a perfect God. The reason why the first generation didn't get into the land is because they didn't obey the law. So God had to separate them from the land, and they couldn't have God's presence because they couldn't adhere to the law. God ain't having it. If you ain't perfect as he is perfect, you cannot have his place. Let me prove it to you in Matthew chapter 5, verse 20. Jesus is speaking. He says, if your righteousness doesn't surpass the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. It is impossible. The scribes and the Pharisees were the religious leaders of the day who prided themselves on the law. They prided themselves on the Ten Commandments and the 613 statutes and ordinances. They prided themselves on perfection. They prided themselves on making sure they were doing everything based on the customs of the law. That's what they prided themselves in. And Jesus looks at him and says, that's nice, but unless your righteousness surpasses the scribes and those of the Pharisees who prided themselves on the law, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. People say to me, well, that's harsh that death would be the consequence the day they make one mistake. That's because we don't understand God's righteousness. We dumb down his righteousness. God breathed life into Adam. God is righteous. Righteousness equals life. Understand that sin is at the complete other end of the spectrum of who God is. I'm trying to give it to you so that you can understand that he hates it. It's not he kind of doesn't like it or he's a little bit turned off by it. God hates it. On every single level, he hates it. He does not want to be around it. Even if you have good intentions, that doesn't matter. He still hates it.
Jonathan Evans will continue today's message in just a moment. First, though, I wanted to let you know that Dr. Evans will be returning to the broadcast on September 20th, following this special two-week presentation of messages from his son, author, speaker, and chaplain, Jonathan Evans. Survivor is a 10-message audio collection we're excited to make available to you on either CD or digital download, and both versions contain material we won't have time to present on the air. Through these messages, you'll discover that the God we serve fights our battles alongside us. And although we face moments when we feel we can't carry on, God will continue to equip and grow our faith in him as we learn to release our pain, our discouragement, and our blessings to him. We'd like to send you the complete Survivor audio series as our thank you gift when you make a donation toward the ministry of The Alternative. And if you do it right away, as an added bonus, we'll include a copy of Jonathan Evans' brand new book, Fighting Your Battles. Building on the insights we've been learning today, this encouraging book will help you understand how to relinquish your self-reliance and accept completely the gift God has offered you. Sending you this powerful package of resources is just one way we can show our appreciation for your faithfulness. So contact us today for more information on Fighting Your Battles, the companion DVD and Bible study guide, as well as the complete Survivor audio series. All the details are waiting for you online at tonyevans.org or give us a call at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you. I'll have those contact details for you again after part two of today's message and this.
The only reason you are what you are and you have what you have is the goodness and grace of God. So walk humbly with your God.
That's right. You can't do the talk unless you do the walk. Join Dr. Tony Evans's Kindness in the Culture campaign to be the change for good our culture needs right now. It goes like this. Request your bundle of kindness cards. Then make a commitment to do one act of kindness each week for another person. Visit TonyEvans.org to learn more. Be kind. Change culture. Churches and groups can request customizable kindness cards with your name and logo. See details online.
Isaiah 64:6 says, all your righteous acts are like filthy rags to a holy God. Even on your best day, in comparison to him, you're still garbage. We're looking at everybody else to determine how God views us. No, we're all in this boat. And we all need an option to be forgiven. Why am I harping on the righteousness of God and how much he hates sin? That it is on the opposite end of the spectrum. It must be judged in the opposite of who he is, which is life. Therefore, it must be judged with one thing. Death. How can he love us even when we are sinners? 1 John 4:16 and 1 John 4:8 says something about God. It says, God is love. That means that's who he is. That means it's not just he wants to love. So when you think about the love of God, watch this. You're thinking about an embedded love and character that is not manipulated by your actions because you could never earn it. There is nothing you can do to come from that end of the spectrum to this end of the spectrum to be acceptable to God. Absolutely nothing. On your best day, you're filthy rags in front of a holy God. You can't do anything to be accepted by God. So he had to give it to you as a gift. We tried the work for it stuff back with the Ten Commandments and the 613 statutes and ordinances. They could never do that. So he came with this new covenant. And the new covenant says in Jeremiah 31, I will take this law and it will no longer be on the outside, but I will write it on their hearts and I will remember their sins no more. He gave it to you. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9 says, for by grace you have been saved through faith. It is a gift of God so that no man can boast. Nobody's going to be able to go into God's house and say, we did it. No, you didn't. It was God who gave you a gift that you could never earn under your own merit and under your own works. Romans 4, 4 and 5 says, the man who works earns his wages, but the man who does not work yet believes he is righteous. Because it's not going to be by your effort that God says, oh yeah, you did pretty good, bro. Come on in. Pretty good ain't good enough. I have to give you an opportunity to be perfect as I am perfect in order for you to be a part of my ending intent that was my original intent. It's the only way your soul can survive. When I was traveling overseas-ish, you know, Caribbean. I don't like to go too far. And I was working hard to pack. I was packing and making sure things were folded and, you know, you're trying to remember everything. So you're working hard to pack. We get to the airport. I got my bags. I've got everything set. Take that deep breath. You finally got the hard part done. And I get to security and he says, show me your passport. You know when your heart start beating fast? Oh, man. I'm just so sad. You know, I don't even know how to like act it out. It's just miserable feeling. And I tried to explain, is there another way? Because I'm already here. I need to know if there's another option other than my ID. Because I don't have it with me. So will you let me? Did you see how I packed my bags? I got everything set up and I did what I could do to make sure that I can get to this gate. That security guard said, I care less about your bags. I could care less about your effort. If you ain't got this passport, you ain't getting in this gate. Fortunately, I got to the airport early enough where I could run back home, get that passport, and come back to that person and say, I got it. He said, great, come on in. Because it's only based on the ID that you're going to get in this gate. Some of y'all have been packing your bags and you're trying to do the best you can. And you're trying to work your way and earn your way and grit your teeth. And you're trying to figure out, how do I get into this gate? But if you pack your bags, you put everything in place and you get to that gate and you ain't got your ID in Christ, you don't have your identity in Christ set up, they gonna say, you can't get through this gate. Because without this one gift that I have given you, there is no other way. There's no other way. And I can't preach this message without ending it like this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only, his son. I need you to understand the son. That he came into this world born of a virgin so he wouldn't be in the whole sin thing. Man wasn't a part of it. It was the Holy Spirit. And then Matthew 5:17 says of Jesus's life, I did not come to abolish the law. I came to fulfill the law. The law must be fulfilled. So Jesus Christ came to fulfill it, to fill all righteousness. 1 John 2:2 says he is the propitiation of our sins. That means he satisfied God's righteousness. So that if you place your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of sins, you know what he'll do by grace? He'll take his righteousness and he'll credit it to your unrighteous account. So that when God sees you, he doesn't see your works. He sees Christ's work in you. And that ID, his law being satisfied, means that you can come through this gate. But then it says he died. Why would someone perfect have to die? Because he took what belongs to you and he took it from you. He took death to himself. Hebrews 2:14. 1 Peter 2:24 says that he bore our sins. And by him accepting the wounds, we experience healing. He wasn't supposed to, but he did it to take it from you. And then early Sunday morning, he rose from the grave with all power, and they removed the stone. What was the resurrection about? To let you know that death is conquered. To let you know that death will never be your experience. To let you know that the grave has no more power. John 11:25, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me shall live even if he dies. It's his life, it's his death, and it's the resurrection. If you give your life to him, you have come to the other end of the spectrum. And God is righteous. And what did he do? He breathed life. So if you want life, by grace, you better make that jump from that end of the spectrum on Jesus Christ, who rides you to the other end of the spectrum.
Are you ready to move from the sin end of the spectrum to the God end, as Jonathan Evans was talking about just now? As he mentioned today, the Bible describes Jesus standing at the door of our hearts, just waiting for us to invite him in. When we do, everything we've ever done wrong is forgiven, and a whole new life begins. There's no other way to make it to heaven, so you owe it to yourself to accept that invitation today. Visit TonyEvans.org and click on the link that says Jesus. There, Dr. Evans will expand on what Jonathan has been talking about, and you'll be able to download some free follow-up materials. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. And while you're there, don't forget to check into getting a copy of Jonathan Evans' brand new book I mentioned earlier, Fighting Your Battles. Remember, as a special bonus, when you make a financial contribution toward keeping this ministry coming your way each day, we'll say thanks by sending you Fighting Your Battles and all 10 full-length messages from Jonathan's corresponding series, Survivor. You'll find us online at TonyEvans.org, where you can make all the arrangements, or give us a call day or night at 1-800-800-3222, where resource team members are standing by to help. That's 1-800-800-3222. Dr. Evans will be returning to the broadcast on September 20th, but in the meantime, we'll continue to share this special series from Jonathan Evans. Be sure to join us next time as he brings us a message called Shake It Off, Surviving the Viper. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.